Radio America. This is Greg. Sir, good to have you with us as usual.
Yeah, sure can.
All right. We'll keep you for about 10 minutes here, and we'll go in three, two, and one. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is a member of the House Judiciary Committee and is a former judge in the state of Texas. He joins us now to take a look at some of the most pressing issues facing Congress and the nation. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Always good to talk to you, Greg. Thank you.
One of the issues you and I speak about frequently is immigration, and there's been some more headlines and potential developments on that front in just the past couple of weeks. One of the big head-scratchers over the past week or so has been where the Speaker, John Boehner, stands on this. At a function back in his district, he kind of mocked you and others who are not enthusiastic about the immigration reform bill that came out of the Senate and may come out of the House. And now that he's back in Washington, he says that was just kind of good-natured teasing, and his concern over being able to trust the president to properly enforce anything that passes is still the biggest hurdle here. So where do you think he stands? Where does your conference stand right now?
Well, I think the speaker has made clear he wants an immigration reform bill done. He wants it done quickly. He wanted it done a year ago. But what he doesn't seem to understand or didn't for most of the last year is that the problem is the border not being secured. And I've never said we need to seal the border because I don't want to do that. But we do need to be able to control who comes in and make sure they're coming legally. And until that happens, as confirmed by the border states, not Homeland Security, we found we can't trust them. But until that happens, then we should not be talking about legal status, amnesty, any of those words, because ICE agents say every time we just talk about it, it lures more people through the deserts, more people become susceptible to human trafficking and the abuses there and sex trafficking. It's time to stop talking about amnesty, legal status, force the president to comply with and enforce the law as it's written, not as he would speak it to be, but as it's written. And then once that's done, we should and will get an immigration reform bill done very quickly.
Congressman, what have you seen? What have you heard from immigration officials about the increase potentially in traffic over the southern border since this latest round of a push towards an immigration bill started last year?
Well, Chris Crane, the ICE union representative, has testified up here. He talks openly about it, but every time we talk about it, including this latest push towards some kind of amnesty bill, it increases dramatically the numbers of people coming across the southern border illegally, and it really puts more people at risk. And here, that comes on the heels of this horrendous employment report from last month that although there may have been a couple hundred thousand jobs created, they're underpaying, and it doesn't address the 800,000 Americans that gave up hope and quit looking for employment. I mean, how in the world is bringing in more people right now going to help the millions that are either underemployed, out of work, or trying to get a better job?
Take us inside your conference. The speaker has said that he will not bring anything to the floor unless it has majority support within the conference. Are you confident that the conference, at least a majority of it, is still on your side of this debate, or is it an open question at this point?
Well, the speaker has said that, and then at times it sounds like he's leaving it open. Well, you know, if we have a bill that we pass, then maybe we will go to conference on that. And so that's what causes me a great deal of concern with some of the things that are being talked about now whether it's to deal with an issue that I feel very, very strongly about, stopping sex trafficking, human trafficking, that is the fastest growing crime. But there are concerns about this leadership sticking in a legal status or an amnesty provision that gets you to a conference that gets a huge amnesty bill and turns the whole country blue forever.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And, sir, whether it's Republican or Democrat, honestly, for the most part, those who are actively working on the legislation on either side of the Hill, when you bring up the idea and the importance of border security, they'll all say it's very important to them. But when they talk generally about the bill, they'll kind of say, oh, yeah, we're taking care of that. We've got the boots on the ground. That's in the bill. We've got virtual fence, real fence, drones, all that sort of thing, potentially. But they almost kind of just skip right past it, saying that that's obviously going to be part of this. And then they kind of talk about how to deal with those who are already here illegally. What do you make of that kind of prioritization?
Well, it's what I'm saying is, we should not be even taking up those issues. I keep having people say, look, we're going to put in my bill everything that you could possibly want in border security. And I tell them, as I did one of my good friends trying to get a bill done last week, I said, look, the law is already there. If this president will not follow the law and enforce the law as it is, then what good does it do to make the law tougher in some future bill when he's already ignoring this one? So that's why I just think it's so critical that we get the president to follow the law now. Then if he actually needs help in getting the border secured, we'll give him that help. But until it's secured, it should not be part of some bigger bill and used as a trigger. We already have the trigger, Greg. It's called the law as it is right now. Follow that, and then we can get immigration reform done.
Last question on this topic. Just from a purely political standpoint, the RNC and others on the right say it'll be a huge political boon for the party if, in fact, this passes, because the fastest-growing demographic are the Latinos, and if we don't make some sort of inroads on this issue, they're not going to listen to us on other issues. Others, generally from your side of the debate, say that's a flawed premise. Even if the Republican establishment gets everything it wants here, do you think it's likely to make a major change in the way Latinos view the party?
No, it won't. It'll take more than pandering to convince people that we're the proper party. In fact, it will make people more cynical. Frankly, Greg, I want more Hispanics in. I like any culture that generally has a faith in God, a devotion to family, and a hard work ethic. But it has to be done legally, and just pandering has never convinced anybody to go with a party. The Democrats have handed out so much in the way of benefits to buy people's votes. It'll take more than one act in order to persuade them that we are the people who believe like they do, that believe in the hard work, that believe in opportunity, and want them to be presidents of companies in the country and things like that. But we're not going to do it with one bill pandering. We cannot out-pander the Democrats.
Our guest is Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And, sir, you've also spoken out in recent days about the scandal at the VA Medical Center in Phoenix, where a bunch of executives now are on administrative leave as a result of a secret waiting list on which some veterans were kept, and they were denied treatment for up to 200 days at least. 40 of them now are believed to have died due to the fact that they did not get that treatment. How wide-ranging is this? Is this a one-hospital location? Are you getting evidence that it goes beyond that? What's the status of this right now?
Well, I'm constantly checking with the veterans in my district. We have a tremendous number of veterans in Texas, in East Texas. And some say they don't like the VA facilities they go to. They'd rather just get a card and go to any hospital. Others like what they have. But it is clear there is a systemic problem with the Veterans Administration, and it didn't just all of a sudden crop up under this president. President Bush started making some inroads, and this president has made some efforts, but the fact is the buck does stop with the top commander over all of our armed forces and over all executive branch activities. If the president wanted to make this as much of a central issue as he has this climate change issue that allows the government to take over more people's property and their rights and their lives, then we'd get the VA fixed very quickly. But apparently this climate change that was global freezing back in the 1970s, and then global warming, and then when it quit warming, now it's climate change. That apparently is a much bigger issue to this administration than helping those who laid down their lives and put themselves in danger for the good of the country.
Two major veterans organizations, including the American Legion, have called for the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki. Do you concur with that?
I think that General Shinseki has tried to do a appropriate job. I know he cares about veterans, but when you have a team that is just performing poorly across the board, except for a few exceptions, then I think it's time to get a new coach. It's time for him to step down, get somebody in who will have the free rein to get the VA running as it should, and not just as another Obamacare facility.
You gave an interview a few days ago on Fox in which you made the comparison between the Veterans Hospital System and what we're likely to experience, in your estimation, through the full implementation of the new health care laws under this president. You basically say there's rationing there. There's going to be rationing for everybody else under Obamacare.
Right.
Talk about the link and how, if there is a way, to avoid that.
Well, and some in America say we don't have to worry about repealing Obamacare because, socialized medicine falls of its own weight. But that's not true. Socialized medicine never falls of its own weight. You see what's happening in the VA is what will happen to any socialized medicine system, and it's what will happen with Obamacare, more and more government takeover. And so the way it avoids going broke, you put people on lists the way the VA does, and so it doesn't go broke. You just don't give them the treatment they need if you don't have the funding and the backing. And so, therefore, you have people dying, waiting to get the treatment they need, or having to live in horrible pain because they can't get a hip replacement or a knee replacement. They have a terrible quality of life because they can't get the help they need. But the system doesn't go broke. It just puts more Americans either at risk of death or at risk of misery while they're living. That's why we need to reform health care, but we need to get rid of Obamacare once and for all.
Last question for you, sir. Some Democratic critics of your comments and other comments along those same lines have said, look, the VA's been a mess for a long time, even under Republican administrations. And so
yep.
I'm guessing that would probably feed into your same argument. But what's your solution specifically for the vets?
Well, if we got a majority of veterans to say, I'd rather just have a card that says I'm a veteran and I can walk into any clinic in any hospital and get the care, then that would probably be the best thing to do for our veterans. If there are veterans, if there are VA clinics or hospitals that are performing above standard, then leave those open for veterans. But I think we need to move toward those who are getting substandard care as veterans, having a card and being able to go wherever they want to get their health care.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thanks so much, Greg.
You bet. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee, a former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America. Excellent, sir. Thanks again.
Thanks. Always good to talk to you.
You bet, sir.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, member of the House Judiciary Committee, former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and a former judge in the state of Texas. We want to get his thoughts now on an emerging issue of great concern to not only members of Congress, but military families around the country. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.